What's going on, everybody? This is Renee Perez and Curtis Owens, and you're listening to the Rough and Real Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, we're going to be talking about forgiveness. What does the Bible say about forgiveness? We always say it's important, but how important really is it? Stick around. We got some things to talk about. What's going on, my boy? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing, man?
Good, bro. Good. How was your week?
My week was good. It was good. How was yours?
It wasn't too bad, brother. You know me. I'm always just busy with sports. My boy's playing multiple sports now and work and family. But you know what, brother? I am fully blessed. I can't complain.
You sound very busy, man.
I am busy. Yes. I mean, I was trying to figure out a way to say I wasn't busy. Yeah. But no, I am busy, brother. I'm a real busy.
God's got you busy, man. That's what's up.
Yeah. How's work?
Work is good, man. Work is what it is. You know, I'm blessed to have a job, man. I'm blessed to be employed. I'm blessed to be able to provide for my family and
right.
pay my bills. You know, but I don't want to sound unappreciative of what God's provided. But, you know, I'm praying and hoping for something bigger and better.
That's what's up, man. I think a lot of people out there, sometimes we just got to realize and appreciate the fact that we even just have jobs, right?
That's very true, man, because if I wasn't employed and them bills were due, I'd be praying for anything.
That's what's
you know
up.
What I'm saying? So.
I was going to ask you, too, because I don't keep up too much with politics and everything, and I know we don't do much politics here, but is the government still on a
shutdown?
No.
They came out of the shutdown. I think they had just put, like, postponed it, per se.
I heard they postponed it, but weren't they supposed to go back to the shutdown?
They were supposed to go back to the shutdown, but I think they figured it out somehow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was really getting worried for people that, you know, airports and employees and things like that that weren't getting checks, bro.
Definitely.
At one point, I'm like, wow, that's got to be.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And shout outs to them. And I pray for you guys. And I hope you guys can really, really take care of your business because that was big. No, I heard of people that were actually leaving their jobs, having to go find another job.
Man. Yeah. People were driving Uber and doing different things. I mean, right. I totally understand. I mean, you got to make ends meet.
Yeah. And I got to do a better job of keeping up with politics. I'm just not a politics person.
You know, I've been listening to this podcast called The Daily. It's put on by the New York Times. And it's just a good piece of journalism, man. And they just talk about what's going on daily, you know, with politics and stuff like that. So I feel like I kind of stay in tune. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there.
Is it kind of neutral, though? I mean, it's not.
I feel like it's neutral. I mean, I know that, you know, Donald Trump's, you know, saying the failing New York Times.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Of course.
But, got to take stuff with a grain of salt. I mean, really, you know, pray for the power of discernment. You know, as Christians,
right.
we have that. So right. we can sense when things are real or fake.
Yeah, for sure.
And really, I have nothing really invested in it. So it's like, you know, I just take it for what it is. You know, I'm not on either side. You know what I'm saying? So,
no, yeah, because that's my big thing. When I try to watch certain things, even on YouTube or just news, I'm always worried about that. It seems like either they have an agenda. It's either one way or the other. And sometimes I'm kind of in the middle when it comes to a lot of things. Like some things I agree with, some things I don't. But anyway, let's keep it moving, bro. So your week was good, work's been good, everything's been gravy, so we straight. You got anything on your heart, man? Some people you want to forgive, bro?
Forgive? Nah, man, I forgive everybody that's ever done anything to me, man.
That's what's up.
I don't even think about it.
That's what's up.
You know,
that's what's up.
I can't even pinpoint anything that really anyone's ever done to me. You know what I mean? Like, that's just where I'm at with it. How about you?
Nah, I'm kind of like that too. But I tell you what, before we get going, brother, why don't you go ahead and pray us in? I kind of jumped the gun there.
Nah, it's all good, man. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together, Lord. Bless this podcast today. Bless our listeners that are listening. And just put your words into us, Lord. Whatever you want us to say, whatever message you want us to put out today, put it in us, Lord. Download it and let us just put it out. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, bro. You know, with me, dude, I've always said it. I think I've said it on the podcast before. I'm pretty much a forgiving person, and I don't even really think it's more forgiving. It's more, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like I get over things pretty easy.
Right,
so
right,
I think
right.
there's a difference, for, you know, for me. There is, and I was thinking about this as we talked about maybe doing this topic. I'm like, is there anybody that I really have a grudge against or that I've never really forgiven? There's this dude from like my childhood. Like, there's one guy who's like 5 or 6 years older than me, and I ain't gonna front. I don't think I could ever forgive this dude for what he did to me.
Oh, man. Okay.
Like, it's one of those things. Well, let me rephrase that. No, I forgave him now.
Right.
But for many years, and this is what would also, I think, help me eventually just kind of say, you know what, let it go. Because there was times, dude, like, even after I moved out here, I mean, this dude's from L.A., and this happened probably when I was, like, 10 or 12 years old or whatever. And there's times when I would still go back to L.A. Now I'm in my 30s. And I'm still like, man, if I ever run into this dude, it's all on flight. Like on site, we just going to go. Like, he's not even going to know why I'm going to go, right? We're just going to go. But then, it's like, I really sat down and really thought about it. And it would, like, it's weird because he's probably living his life, dude, like, not even caring about
exactly.
what happened. Like to me, that whatever happened that one day was probably, like, one of the worst days of my life as a child.
Yeah.
But to him, it was, like, probably just another Tuesday. Like, you see what I'm saying? So for a long time, I had this, like, and it's weird. I never even talked about it for the most part to people. Like, I don't tell people what's going on with me because I'm just kind of quiet for the most part. But for years, I'm like, dude, I want to run into this dude. I want to run into this dude just so I can see him and we can kind of go at it. But now I'm like tripping because I'm like, you know what? I probably stood next to him in line somewhere.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Right.
He probably don't look the same. He probably won't recognize me. I don't probably recognize him. But I carried this anger with me for so long that at some point I'm like, you know what? It is what it is, man. And I finally had to just forgive.
You know what's crazy? As you're talking about that, I was thinking about some of my childhood moments that are similar to what you're describing. And the people that done or the embarrassing thing to me or whatever the case may be, you see them now and it's like, what's up, man? Right. It's like all this crazy love. Like, I ain't seen you in years, man. How you been, man? You looking good. And it's like, fool, I've been thinking about you for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, and I'm sure, you know, we have done stuff to other people that we don't even realize that they're carrying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Because like I said, to me, that was the worst day. To him, it was a Tuesday. And it could have been the same thing with me. Like, I might have said something to somebody jokingly, right? Whether, you know, back in the day, we used to do all like the yo mama jokes.
Yeah,
like,
you capping like on people. Right.
We joked. And, dude, I might have said the wrong thing to somebody. And probably somebody still waiting to, you know, put a good left hook in my gut, you know, when he sees me.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, if he hit me, I'm like, why would you do that for?
I didn't even mean it like that.
40 years ago.
It's not that serious.
But that's one of the biggest things about forgiveness. And I think also for me, it's about me moving on. Because I hate the fact, and I've always hated this, is other people being able to control my feelings or the way I react to certain things.
Right, right.
So, and again, it's not about forgiving them. It's about me moving on. That's really what I try to do. So when I have incidents with people, even if it's just a discussion or disagreement, I try to do my best to move on and laugh about it and leave it where it is. If we had words, that's where it ended.
Yeah, I agree.
And I move on. And then I try to say hi to people sometimes and they don't even say hi. And they almost look at me like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm mad at you or something. And I'm like, well, why are you still mad? Like, we talked about that. Like, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the past. Right. Let it go. And I'm pretty good by letting things go for that reason. Not for them, but because I want to move on.
Well, if you don't forgive them, you're carrying a grudge. You're carrying a grudge, you're carrying anger.
Correct.
Now, if you're carrying anger, you know, that's a dark side of you that God's not, doesn't want.
Right.
You know, so you gotta really, you know, think about that. All the times that I've, you know, called myself wanting to hold a grudge or not forgive or not, you know, forget what happened to me.
Right.
Because, you know, you'll hear people say, oh, yeah, I can forgive you, but not forget, you know, type thing. Right. You're still carrying anger around. But once you let it go, your energy just changes and you're free.
See, at that point, I'm kind of a little different because in that point is I do forgive. I don't forget.
Okay.
And the reason is, it's not because I'm still looking out, but it just kind of like lets me see red flags in other people later, or you know what I mean? It's just part, to me, it's like part of life and growing and experiencing. So, and I don't judge other people for my past experiences. I mean, I don't know. I guess in a way we all do, or I do.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, I see where you're coming from with that. But for me, it's like, okay, you did me dirty. We can still be cool. Yeah. We can chill.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna do my best to not put myself in that situation for you to burn me again.
Right.
Right. Because what's that old saying? You know, fool me once.
Fool me once, fool me twice.
Whatever. Yeah. Da, da, da. So for me, that's the way I look at it. So I don't forget. Like, we can be cool. I ain't tripping. But to say I forget it, like it never happened, nah.
So God is your good father, right? He's your heavenly father.
Yes, he is.
What advice would he give you in this moment about what you just said? What do you think he would tell you?
I honestly think he'd be all right with it. Because I don't hold a grudge. I don't hold a grudge. I mean, we cool. We cool.
Right.
We straight. But if you burn me, if I let you borrow $100 and you burn me on it, I'm not going to let you borrow $100 next week. Now, if you come to me and say, hey, I'm hurting and I'll give you $100. See, there's a difference. I'm going to give you now $100.
Okay.
But I'm not going to let you borrow $100 because I know you're going to burn me anyways.
Right.
So I'll give you $100. If you're hurting, I'll give you the money.
70 times 7.
I understand that. Now, explain that, because I know some people probably didn't catch that.
No, you explain it, man. You brought it up earlier, man.
Well, I brought it up because I was hoping you would explain it. I was trying to put a seed in your head. I know it has to do that he said to the apostles.
Yeah, in a nutshell, basically, Jesus is going over the top with explaining that how you should forgive people.
Correct.
And it should just be never ending. You should always continue to forgive no matter how many times they offend you. Per se, so.
And that's hard. That's hard, bro.
Absolutely.
But it is true. I mean, I think we definitely have to forgive. And I mean, going back to what we're talking about, like I said, I'll forgive you, bro, but I just know I wouldn't expect nothing out of you anymore.
And I don't think God would expect you to forgive on that level on your own power. I think it's impossible.
Right.
But when you ask God to increase your faith, when you ask God to, hey, give me the strength to forgive this guy, over and over again, if you lean on him, he'll provide that for you, man.
Yeah. Well, that's, and it always goes back to that, don't it? I mean, always relying back on him, falling back on him, because we know that he's got our back at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And he gets us through every other little things that we can't get through.
Right.
Because it's easy to say, I forgive everybody. It's easy to say, I'll forgive 70 times. Right. You know, it's, that's easy.
Right.
But doing it and knowing that you forgave somebody behind closed doors, like when you're by yourself, to say, yeah, I forgive that person. Like, I'm cool with it. Like, that's what I think a lot of us struggle with.
No, I totally understand that. I just feel like, you know, in my life, man, I've noticed that there's freedom in just letting it go. Because, like, for me personally,
right,
if I still remember the offense, I forgive them, but I still remember it. I don't forget it. I'm still carrying it in a certain way. So when I see this person, that sour taste is still in my mouth. That memory is still there. But if I fully forgive them and let it go, like Johnny Clark said, how long?
How long?
Shout out to Johnny Clark, Bishop J.
Yeah, yeah.
If I let it go, then that's where you get to that point where someone sees you and they're like, what's up? And you're like, what's going on? And you don't remember no more.
Yeah.
Like, we have so many things that we have to think about and carry. Do we need extra baggage?
Not at all.
We got to let it go. And let me just say this. Think about God and your relationship with God, your father. He forgave you, but did he say he's gonna remember everything that you did? Did he say, hey, I'm going to forgive you, Renee, but I'm going to remember what you did? He didn't say that. He said, I forgive you, man. And that's it. You wash clean.
Yeah, but he still remembers.
Well, he is God, man. He is God.
He remembers, bro. He remembers. He knows our tendencies, right? So that's all I'm saying. But again, no, I get what you're saying.
You know who doesn't forget? The enemy of your soul doesn't forget. And he'll come back and use that against you.
Nah, he does, brother. That's true.
And he'll come back and use it because he'll remember, like, it's still afflicting you a little bit. So
right.
He'll bring that back, throw it in your face.
That is true.
Throw you off your game.
Yeah, that is true, bro.
I mean, it's just something to think about.
You just,
man,
convinced me, bro.
No, you know, I ain't trying to convince nobody.
You just did.
I'm just trying to think about all the tricks that the enemy uses against us, right? And if we're still carrying around baggage that God wants us to completely let go,
right?
And it's a negative baggage, it's a type of sin or whatnot.
Mm.
Who better to use it than the enemy?
You know, and I think you're right. I think now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I think you're 100% correct, bro. I'm not going to dispute you, and I'm not going to disagree with you. As a matter of fact, I think it's a great learning experience for myself, because you're right. I need to learn how to forget those things, because it also just brought me to the Lord's Prayer. It just reminded me right now where it says, forgive the trespass, forgive me for, you know, like I forgive the trespassers.
Right.
Right. So if I'm forgiving them, but I'm not letting it go, then basically I'm saying, Lord, forgive me, but don't let it go.
Right.
Right. And it's weird how that's worded, because it doesn't say I'm going to forgive them the way you forgave me. Basically, he's telling us to do the work first. He's telling us, forgive them. And then I'm going to do to you what you do to them. So you want me to do right, you better go out there and forgive them too, right? And that's weird, because, I mean, it's weird. I don't even know it in English, but I know the Lord's Prayer in Spanish because I grew up saying it in Spanish. Okay. And I never actually thought about it till we kind of just had this conversation right now. I mean, I thought about it, but I never really understood that
right.
For the past 48 years, 49 years, I've been saying it and never even realized what I was saying.
It's a deep prayer, man. If you got a chance, man, people out there that know the Lord's Prayer, look it up. It's a deep prayer. It covers everything.
That's crazy.
And in fact, I feel like it almost, like, in that specific section, it's almost like a simultaneous thing, because forgive our trespasses as we forgive our trespassers. So it's like almost on the same. It's like simultaneously. It's like as we're forgiven, and you're forgiving us. So
right.
But if we're not.
But that's what I'm saying. But if you're not forgiving.
Yeah. You're so telling then, God that, hey, I'm going to forgive these people that sin against me. But I'm asking. It's weird. You know,
right.
So you have to.
Because if you don't do it, then you can't expect it.
You have to fulfill your end of the bargain.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that's why it's a trip how it's worded. Because of that. Because if it says, well, forgive me and then I'll forgive them.
Right.
Then you're making him do the work first. But he's like, nah, you do it first. And then I'm going to come behind you. And whatever you do, if you forgive everybody, then I'm going to forgive you 100%. And it's weird. It's crazy how that works. But it also made me think, okay, how many times don't we go to Jesus or God and ask for forgiveness? I mean, I know. And here's the other thing. So when I first gave my life to Jesus, I asked for forgiveness for everything that happened before that day. Right. Okay. And I'm talking way back to my teens and my 20s, my whatever.
Yeah.
Everything I've done. I remember sitting down thinking of all the bad that I've done.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's a ton of it that I just didn't think of, or, you know, or maybe I didn't think I was doing wrong. But I sat down and I asked for forgiveness for everything. And I do believe that he forgave me. I do believe that I had almost like a clean slate after that. But yet I continue to ask for forgiveness. every single day because I continue to make mistakes. Now, they're not the mistakes that I made in my teens, and they're not the mistakes that I made in my 20s,
right?
But they are still mistakes. So in a way, it's like I look at the forgiveness that I'm asking for every day, but yet for me to have a grudge against somebody else, for me to not forgive somebody else, it's like, wait, what gives me the right to ask for forgiveness every single day,
right?
And then not forgive someone else?
That's very true.
How can I get on my knees? I mean, there have been days when I cried asking for forgiveness.
Right.
But then somebody does me wrong and I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna forgive you.
Yeah, exactly.
Ain't that weird how we do that?
It is weird, man. It's almost like a double standard. You know?
It's like we want something that we're not willing to give.
Right.
How is that?
And I think somewhat it's okay. I mean, it's not okay to do that, but it's not, you shouldn't be upset at yourself for doing that. Again, your body is sin. Your flesh is sin, you know, and it's always that spirit versus the flesh thing. So again, it's set up for you to lean on God. So if you say, God, come in right now and heal me in this area.
Yes.
Give me the strength. Give me the power. You know, give me the love that I need to love others as you want me to. I think you're okay. But if you try to do it on your own, I'm just going to work this out. I'll figure it out. I'll get it together. You're going to lose.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting to, was that you also got to pray for that.
Yes. Absolutely.
Pray to help me forgive. Put that in me. Let me forgive this person. You know, clean my heart, clean my soul so that I can find it to forgive them.
Absolutely.
Because I understand that there are some things that people do to us that we believe that you shouldn't forgive.
Right.
Because there's some people that do some cruel things. I mean, let's just be 100%. I mean, we're not going to sit here. I mean, because I don't want people to think that we're just talking about you taking $10 from me or, you know, you using my name in vain or whatever. No, there's people that do some crazy stuff out there, bro.
Yes, there is.
You know what I'm saying? And we all know about it. Right. But to be able to forgive some of those, like, I know I've had people tell me stories about maybe whatever incident they have with like their parents or something. And I'm like, man, I don't think I could ever forgive my dad if he'd ever done that to me. But now that I'm a Christian, I'm like, man, we have to find it in us to forgive him.
You know what the issue is? I think the issue is people, Christians, we don't realize the power we have.
Right.
We don't realize the protection we have. We don't realize what, you know, how big God's wing is that covers us. You know what I'm saying? If you read Psalms 91, read that prayer, you'll see, man, God, he commands his angels.
Yeah.
To lift you up. You know what I mean? Like, so if you understand God's power and you truly believe in it and you have that faith that we always talk about, things like that, you're not going to worry about. Because we can sit here and watch the news and right. read, you know, stories on the internet and be like, wow, the world is crazy. So I have to protect myself. I have to protect my family. I have to bring a gun into the church, whatever the case may be. Right. You know, they're doing church shootings. But if you really think about who God is and what he said he is and what he's shown us he is, you'll see all we need to do is rely and trust in him. And he's got us. And you know what? If something bad does happen, it's his will anyway. You can't stop it. You cannot. There's nothing you can do. He's right. The author of this whole thing. I know, you know, we have choices in certain things. I know we feel like we're in control, but we're really not.
And you know what? On top of that, dude, I think we all deal with situations that are bad. And I think it's on us. And I think a lot of it is for us to figure out what can we use from that to better ourselves, be stronger, be better. Because any situation, any bad situation that happens to you can do one of two things. It can elevate you to a whole nother level and make you a bigger, better person, or it can break you down and it can just deteriorate you and you kind of go away.
Definitely.
Right. So I think a lot of it, and people, you know, I've heard people say, well, if God is so big, why did this happen to me? Well, it happened to you to make you who you need to be.
Absolutely.
Right? That's what you needed in your life specifically to make you to who you need to be. But you have to make that choice to be that person.
Right.
Or you can go the other way. Right. And then, you know, fall off and end up in the middle of nowhere. And I think a lot of times that's what we don't do. That's what we don't figure out. And if we do believe in Christ and we do believe that Christ isn't, like you said, in charge of this whole thing, then we have to understand that even the bad that happens, there's a purpose for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for that reason, we have to forgive that person that did us wrong.
Yeah.
Even if it's the worst. And especially because we are also bad people.
Right.
So even though your baby mama did you dirty and you like, hey, there's no way I'll forgive my baby mama for what she did. Well, let's be real. You used to probably had girlfriends before that and you did them dirty.
Yeah.
And they probably feel the exact same way about you. Maybe because you didn't have a kid with them. But that's the situation that happens.
Absolutely.
It's just true. So we have to learn to forgive, because there's two things that I look at. If you're guilty of it, you're asking for forgiveness. If you're innocent, you're asking for justice.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So we all are asking for forgiveness or justice at some point or another.
Okay.
right? Yeah. So when you're forgiving somebody and you're on the road and you're like, okay, I got to forgive them because you did wrong too, bros. So what gives us the right to not forgive one person but yet ask for forgiveness? And it takes me back to that. So for me, I'm learning, and I'm kind of glad you put it in perspective for me earlier, you also got to forget, because that is true. I do have to forget. I got to forgive and forget.
Got to let it go.
And it's true, bro.
You gotta, it's 100% correct. You just got to let it go, man. And, you know, Bible says to the pure, all things are pure. You know what I mean? And we have to, you know, take ourselves to that mindset.
Right.
And again, like I said, I totally understand. And I mean, I still do it sometimes too, where I feel like I have to defend myself. I feel like I have to protect myself.
Right.
But what it is to me, and this is just my opinion, yeah, is a lack of my faith in that moment. You know what I'm saying? But if I take myself to a higher level and remember and trust the Holy Spirit and remember what God told me through his word in the Bible, I ain't got nothing to worry about, man.
Yeah.
And if you really think about it, all the times you've been in situations where you're like, man, I'm really worried about this, and this is what I'm going to say tomorrow to my boss, or whatever the case may be, you show up and everything's cool. And you're like, what just, I was worried all night about the situation. And I just walked in the house and everything was cool. I showed up my job. Everything was cool. I went to that situation and everything was cool.
That's true.
Wow. That's I got true. Lucky. No, you didn't get lucky. God had your back.
Bro, you don't know how many times I didn't like go into the office because the boss wanted to talk to me or something. And yeah, I'm just like, I think of an incident that happened. I'm like, man, I got to tell him this. I got to start getting my story right so I can cover my own butt.
Right.
And then I get there and he's like, hey, man, just want to see how you were doing. And I'm just like, I'm cool. He's like, okay, well, hey, don't forget to get this done. Get that, sign that paper and we're good. Yeah, I walk out and I go, wow. Like, okay, all that stress, that whole hour drive to the office, never happened. So that's cool you said that, bro, because it's happened to me 100 times.
God says, do not worry, man. And he says that for a reason, man. You know, he's not just talking in the Bible just to say, you know, little catchphrases that we can use. And, you know, little quotes. It's sound bites. It's real. Do not worry.
And I think you're right, man. It's a lot of times that's when our faith is almost getting tested, right?
Absolutely. And it's testing. It's tested, but it's also like not tested in a way to see if we're going to pass or fail. It's tested in a way to where like I'm going to make you stronger because I want to build you up. Right. I'm trying to build you up to that day to make you complete. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, I didn't pass this test, so I'm a failure. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. No. It's not about that. It was just, he's just trying to level you up and see if you're ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess, like you said, it's a level up. It's not.
Yeah. A lesson you have to
learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think you're right. I think when you say a test, you either pass or fail.
Yeah, people think pass or fail, yeah.
I understand what you're saying. But yeah, it's a level up. It's are you ready for the next step?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think you're right, man. I think 100% we just lose faith, and we always got to remember who's really in charge, right? Because here's the other thing we go through, and we, you know, school shootings, we hear about them all the time on the news, or, you know, it seems like the last 10 years is becoming more of a norm, which is weird.
Very weird.
But we do have to remember that then. I mean, I send my son to school, and I just have to trust in the Lord that he's going to be okay.
Absolutely. You have to.
You know what I mean? What am I going to do, send my son with a gun to school? I can't do anything.
You're going to drive yourself crazy worrying about it.
Right. So you just got to trust that everything's going to be okay. And it's probably the hardest things to do sometimes because you don't feel, you want to do stuff. Like, I think in our nature is just to do something. Be protective. Be the man of the house. And I'm going to cover everything. But there's times we just got to go, God, handle your business.
You know, like, what, you know what I learned? What you do? How you protect your family? By praying, man.
Yes, sir.
That's by praying, bro. By going to God, by talking to God, by interceding for your family, man. Yeah. Going there.
Yep.
Going there first. That's how you protect your family, man.
Yes, sir.
And that's what I learned, and that's what I'm choosing to do. And I'll let y'all know how it works out.
Yeah.
You know, if you hear me next week talking about, man, then you'll know. Yeah. But, hey, I'm trusting in God. I'm telling y'all I'm trusting in God. So
right.
God ain't no liar, man, and he's undefeated. So I'll let you know.
Yeah. No, that's very true, bro. And that's what I like. It's setting it all up, putting it in line so that you protect your family. But through protecting your family is even forgiving your family. Because I think that's probably the hardest people we have, at least in my book. Sometimes forgiving the heart is your family, bro, because you don't expect them to do you dirty. You don't expect them to hurt you. Strangers or whatever, you're like, well, whatever, I'll never see him again. The hardest part is forgiving your spouse, forgiving your kids. And then what I think about sometimes when I, you know, me and my wife have arguments and I got to forgive her, I'm like, how many times has she forgiven me? I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
I ain't going front, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I made tons of mistakes.
Well, she still cooks you dinner tonight, right?
Still cooking. Well, actually, tonight I cook dinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't forgive you tonight then.
No, not tonight. But no, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, she forgives me all the time. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so for me to hold a grudge against my wife or my brothers or whatever.
Right.
I mean, I love my brothers. I love my moms. I love everybody. It's like, I ain't got a problem with nobody. But that's, you know, I don't know if they got problems with me, but but at this point, it's kind of like you just got to forgive your, especially your family.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that's where we hold the biggest grudges sometimes.
Just let it go, man. Let it go. Just do your best. How long?
How long?
You know, going back to Bishop J, man, we got to get him back on the show, by the way.
We're in the talks. We're in the talks of getting him back on here. As a matter of fact, Bishop is actually thinking about starting his own podcast potentially.
Oh, you just put him on blast.
Yeah, I know. So if he's listening, I know he knows, and we know. And we're trying to figure out. We're going to have to sit down and figure out. We haven't have a full sit down yet.
Yeah.
But look out for that. If people are listening, if you guys enjoy when he was on our show, we want to have him back on. And we're going to have him back on because he's willing to come back on.
Right, right.
He already agreed to come back on. It's just a scheduling thing. But I think he might potentially be starting his own
stuff. I still think about some of the things he said. And one thing that I've just recently used when I was talking to one of my friends is, you know, the analogy he had with the pig and the sheep in the mud. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, pigs like to, they fall in mud. They like to roll around in it. Sheep fall in it. They want to get out right away because they want to stay clean.
Yeah.
So as long as we're not rolling, again, we're all going to slip and fall, like he said. But as long as we're not rolling around in it and having fun and just and hanging out, as long as we get out of that mud and get cleaned off, we're good. So don't think, I think people think like, okay, well, I slipped up now, so something's wrong with me. I'm not doing this right. I'm not praying hard enough. I'm not this, that, and the other. Don't do that. Don't blame yourself. Don't feel guilty. God's not about that. You know, but it's about cleaning yourself up, going, and again, it's about forgiveness. It's about bringing it to God and saying, God, you know what? I kind of slipped up on this. I need your help in this area because for some reason I'm just, you know, whatever. Talk to God about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, let me ask you a question. So we're just kind of a little bit off the subject, but, you know, whatever. I love it. I would say it. It's our podcast.
It's our podcast, man.
That's always funny to me.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever gone through a season where you're just kind of like, I don't feel like going to church, or you go to church and you just seem like you just cannot get into the sermon? Not that I'm going through it now, but I know I've gone through it in the past. And I was just thinking about that. Like, why you think that is? Why you think we go through, it could be a week, could be a month, where you're just like, I'm just tired. Now, I don't want to say you're tired of it, because and that's not that I'm tired of it. It just seems like you're not connecting.
Yeah.
Like some, you pray, but it just seems like the prayer's not connecting. It seems like, you know, you watch a sermon and it doesn't hit you the way the last 6 months has,
or
you listen to certain things. Why have you ever gone through something?
I have gone through that a couple times, and what I realized was it wasn't that the message wasn't connecting, it was because I was disconnecting from God.
Right.
I was busy with everything else. Yeah. And let me just say this, you cannot serve two masters.
Right.
I'm gonna say it again, you cannot serve two masters. You can't love the world and love God at the same time. God has to be first. God created everything in the world for you to love, but not over him.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So every time that has happened to me, I'm disconnected. I'm not praying as much. I'm not in my word as much.
Right.
And so when I go to church or I listen to some worship music, I'm just like, I don't feel the connection because I put this void in between us. So what I do is I just get reconnected. I first and foremost, I pray about it and say, God, I just realized that, I haven't been doing what I'm supposed to do or what I naturally do. And I need to get back to that. And God has always given me that opportunity because he loves me and forgives me for everything. And he just puts it in my heart again. And I start reading my Bible. I start praying more. And next, you know, I'm back.
No, I'm actually asking for a friend. A friend of mine just asked me recently, and shout out to him. I won't say his name, but he was asking about that because he said he was kind of going through. And I told him the same thing. I'm like, dude, I've been through it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's weird because like when I first got saved, I was like deep. I wanted everything.
Oh, you're
I was
on fire.
Sucking
yeah.
it all up.
You're on
fire. And then at some point I was just like, I'm good. You know, like, But like it's the same thing as like you said, bro. I started praying about it, and then eventually I realized that, yeah, it's just because I'm not reading my word. Instead of watching, because like I said, I love watching different sermons on YouTube. I went from watching them one a week or one a day to like one a week.
Yeah.
You know, and then I realized like, oh, man, I haven't watched sermons like I used to.
Right.
Or I haven't done this. And you're right. You become disconnected.
Yeah,
so, you do. So I wanted to hear your opinion because basically what you said is what I told him. I was like, dude, just pray about it. You know, just get back into it because God hasn't changed.
Right.
That's what I told him. I said, you've changed. Right. God don't change.
No, he doesn't.
God is still sitting there, chilling on your side, waiting for you to just turn back around to him.
Absolutely.
Right. He's not moving. He's not leaving. Don't feel like he got busy somewhere else and now he's not with you right now. No, that's not the case. So I told him. And so he was cool. He was like, I appreciate it. But I wanted to get your input on it.
Yeah. Like I said, for me, I hate to say it, but I'm like pain driven. So whenever I have I won't say I run to God when I'm hurting.
Okay.
And like, oh God, help me. But I do notice that my intensity turns up towards God when I can sense something happening that I'm not really feeling in the moment.
Okay.
And so that's when I start really like going after God. So like I talked about before, how Paul had that thorn in his flesh, that thorn in his side.
Yes.
I feel like I carry that around a lot. And I think that's again, I'm not blaming God. I'm not saying, woe is me. I'm not saying this sucks. This is unfair. I'm saying, hey, right. God put that there for a reason, because what my purpose is right now, he needs me to serve my purpose. And he knows and I'm not saying what God knows. I'm not saying I know what God knows. But I feel like if I don't have that thorn there to remind me, like, hey, I need you to keep pushing for this purpose, I might get distracted. I might peel off and start doing some other stuff.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So because I have that thorn, it reminds me, hey, stay in your word, stay in your, you know what I mean? Stay connected. Just keep working for me and I'll reward you type thing, you know?
Okay. So what do you think your purpose is?
Looking
at the big scheme of things, obviously we're not going to talk specifics and things like that. I'm talking, would you say you're a doer? Is your job to serve people? Is your job to, you know?
No, I understand what you're saying. I think right now my purpose is to definitely serve people.
Okay.
Definitely be a doer and just definitely get the message out there to people that are on my level of thinking, I guess, per se. Because, I mean, we're all just different parts of the body.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So let's just say I'm a knee. So whoever else is a knee out there that needs to get, you know, involved in Christ or get back to Christ, whatever the case may be, I'm just that platform. And our podcast, for example.
Right.
I mean, who were we 2 months ago to say we're going to start a podcast?
Oh, we're two average Joes.
Two average dudes.
Talking.
And we still are. And here we are, over 2,000 people listening. And we're just doing this for God. So, you know, I feel like this is our purpose. You know, we didn't go to no Bible school.
Right.
But we're on here talking about God. He gave us the platform. We're giving it back to him.
You know, and that's the thing, because for a long time, I didn't know what my purpose was, like in life. Like it was just in life. I didn't know. I used to assume that my purpose was to get married, have a kid and leave that legacy.
Right.
Where now I do feel like, you know what? Like you said, we didn't go to school. We didn't really plan for this. But now that we got a platform, we got a podcast. Like that's my purpose. It's just to talk to the other average Joes and say, hey guys, let's just conversate. Because right. I've had conversations outside of this room with people just like I'm having a conversation with you.
Absolutely.
And it all starts because of this podcast. Because they'll say, hey, I heard you guys talk about this. I heard you talk about this. Hey, why did Curtis say this? And then we just discuss it. And I said, well, this is what I think he was trying to say. And we just becomes conversation. And now I feel like, wow, that's my purpose.
Well, first of all, I mean, people coming to you to ask what I'm saying? They better step to me, man. I'm looking for some static.
I'm just playing around. Snap. Playing. So you got to forgive him.
I absolutely forget. No, I only say that because I actually love talking about this.
Right.
I love talking about God. So anyone that wants to just come up and talk about God and discuss things that they read in the Bible or even ask me, you know, something that I said on the show, my opinion or something, I love talking about it. So I enjoy it. I'll never be a debater. I'm not ever going to argue the word. Like I said, I only speak on things I've actually read, you know, and we can interpret it two different ways, three different ways, four different ways. You know, that's however God puts it in your heart. So I'm always up for learning and I'd rather listen than talk, to be honest with you. So please approach me, man.
Nothing bad. It's never been anything bad. Luckily, it's crazy. I've never had anybody come up and give us any negative feedback. You know, the only thing that I trip out when I hear people, and I've had this happen, I don't know if I mentioned in this podcast or not, because I know I told my wife, is when people come and talk to me about something and I don't realize that they listen to our podcast. Like, remember a couple episodes ago, we were talking about like my job and just stress. And I had somebody, Brother Lindsay, came up to me and he was like, hey man, I've just been praying about your job. And in my head, I'm like, how'd you know something's wrong with my job?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I still have a hard time believing how people listen to it. You know?
It's a trip.
It's a trip.
It's a trip. Yeah. But you know, forgiveness is important, man. It's super important, because without forgiveness, we'd have no grace. And without no grace,
talk about it,
man, we'd have no
talk about
we'd
it.
Be lost, man, without grace. We talked about grace a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to that, go back to it. But God's grace is everything for us. You know, the church, the Gentiles, man, that are in the church now, the body of Christ is everything.
And you know what, though? It sucks, too, because when people can't forgive, it almost breaks things apart. I've seen it happen in small groups and friendships. And be honest with you, like, even in churches, like, you know what I mean? Over a grudge, the whole church can almost fall apart.
Yeah.
You know, or the big group and when I say the church, I'm talking about the people, right? We're not talking about the building. We're talking about the people. Because then people start picking sides and different stories.
Which is crazy.
It's insane, bro. Which it's is like, crazy. We should be the first ones to forgive.
Right.
You know, let the other people hold on to grudges. We should forgive. And that's what's a trip, man. How much not forgiving, it's like a domino effect. It's just you don't forgive and then you say the wrong thing to someone else. Somebody else gets offended and it just continues and continues.
Well, because people, they'll tell you they forgive, but they're still carrying it. Again, they're still carrying it. You can see it in the way they move, their attitude.
Yeah.
You could, their body language says it all.
Yeah.
You could say all you want, all the lip service you want.
Right.
And you can forgive because Christ forgave you, but do you really forgive? You know what I mean? You got to think about that.
And what did Jesus say on the cross? Forgive them for what they know not what they do.
Because they know not what they do.
And I think that's also very important to me. And that means a lot to me. And because sometimes people offend you and they don't even know the backstory. You know what I mean? They don't even know all the details. But they just talk out the side of their neck, and now you're offended. But it's like, man, you don't even know me, bro.
Right.
So why should I get upset for you saying something that you know nothing about?
Right.
So I think we should just all move on from that. You know, those little things like that.
Well, you got to try. And again, I don't like to tell people to do something that I'm not doing.
Right.
How we do that is we lean on God. We go to God with it. We have faith. Faith is huge. We have to have faith that we can go to God in faith. And he'll give us the power to let it go.
Yes.
Because you're not going to do it on your own. As much as you try, you are not going to do it on your own.
You ain't going to do much on your own.
No.
Let's keep it real.
I'm learning that as I live, buddy. Man,
that's been really important to me, man, because there's so many things that I even feel like are just changing in my life and steps that I'm taking that I try to do on my own for years, bro. And now that I'm not even thinking about it, where I'm just like, it is what it is, God.
Right.
If you want it to happen, it'll happen. And they're just happening.
Yeah.
I mean, this podcast is one of them.
Right.
For so many years, I wanted to start a podcast. I didn't know what I want to do. I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go here, go there. And then finally, me and you got together and said, hey, look, if God wants it to work out, it'll work out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And it's been working out. Praise Jesus for that.
It's all on God's time. And you asked for it, and he loves you, and he knows your heart, and he knows that you wanted to do this for him, and he blessed you with it, man. And, let me just say something real quick about love, man. I mean, big ups to God for all the amount of love he has for us, man. I mean, he's forgiven us for our sins past, present, and future.
Yep.
Future sins.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think that you're going to confess your sins and that's it. You're going to be this perfect person.
No.
Past, present, and future. And he still forgives you, even though he knows you're going to sin in the future. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Can any of us say that about our spouses, our friends, whoever, saying, you know what, I forgive you for this, and not only that, but I know you're going to offend me again, and I forgive you for everything in the future? How many of us can say that?
Wow. Yeah. Well, that goes back to what I said. I forgave, I didn't forget. That teaches me in the lesson, because you're right. I need to forget as well for that same reason.
Yeah.
Because even though you burn me, you're going to burn me again. It's cool.
It's going to happen.
It's cool.
It's going to happen.
You know, and it could be your spouse.
Yeah.
You know what? You offended me. You're going to offend me again.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be married for 50 years. I've been married for 10. I'm hoping to be married for another 50.
And you're not perfect.
How can I ask my wife to never forgive me, you know, offend me again in 50 years or do something wrong? I know I am. So, yeah, to forgive and then forgive for the future. That's crazy, bro. I didn't even think about that.
That's what he said, man. So, you know, knowing that and us, you know, being godly and wanting to be on that level, that's how we have to think too.
Yeah, we gotta try to be like him, right?
It might be that kingdom-minded mentality that people say, but it is what it is. It's what he says. It's what he requires.
Right.
And if you can't forgive, I mean, I just read it right now. If you don't forgive, how can he forgive you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, again, it's that simultaneous thing. He forgave us. We need to forgive as well.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy, man.
No, I'm agreeing with you, bro. That's deep. But no, you know what? And forgiveness has a lot to do with just love, like you mentioned earlier. If you love thy neighbor, right?
Right. Huge.
Got to forgive him. How can you love somebody and not forgive him?
Right.
Because I tell you what, I will forgive my son for anything he does to me from here to the day I pass because I love him. And because I love him, no matter what he does, he can't offend me. And I think, I mean, he can, but I'll forgive him. All you got to do is turn around, look at me and go, hey, Dad, I'm sorry. I'm over it. We're good.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
I like that.
You know, and I think that's the way we got to look at everything. And a lot of times, like, you know, I haven't done it in a while, but I tell people, I try to put the relationship between me and God, like me and my son, because I feel that's how God loves me. Because as much as I love my son, God loves me tenfold, you know, and then some. But that's the way it is, man. I think forgiveness, it's tough. I would never sit here and tell anybody that forgiving somebody is easy. Just get over it. Just do it. Because it's not.
Yeah.
There's certain things that are just not easy to get over.
Right.
But like you mentioned, go into prayer, ask God to help you to get that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get there, but you can't do it on your own.
And for those out there that don't know how to get God's forgiveness, that might be listening to this podcast right. and are unsure how to get that, is basically confessing your sins
yes.
to God. You know, go to God, confess your sins, mm-hmm. and he will forgive. 1 John 1:9. But if we confess our sins, God will forgive us.
Yes.
All right. So this
now you don't have to confess them to the pastor. You don't have to go and confess them to anybody else. Mm-mm. To God.
Straight to the throne, baby.
Yeah. So whether you do it in your car, in your room, showering, don't matter.
Yeah. And have
straight
and
to him.
If you got some big sins, you got some big forgiveness, man. So you need to dedicate some time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you got to make time. But it's like anything, right? If you're trying to get somebody to do you a favor, do you a solid, you better be willing to put the time away. Put the time down so you can go get that done. The same thing goes with God. You can't just do it in sections. You can't just do it,
yeah,
you know.
As you're walking. Forgive me, God. Sorry about that. As you're sinning.
Right. No, exactly. No, you have to. You have to just set the time aside. And again, like we say, do it in the shower. When you're in the shower, nobody's around you, nobody's bothering you, do it then. Because I guarantee you, if you go to God, directly to God, and ask for forgiveness, he will forgive you. He will forgive you. And he will give you grace.
He's promised it. Yeah.
You know, there's no sin you done that he will not forgive you for.
Nope.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
And if anybody tells you different, they're wrong.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Because anybody tells you, oh, well, you've killed. God don't forgive murder. Yeah, he does.
He said he would.
He forgives them all. And that's very important for people to know. Because there is people probably listening that are still debating, well, I'm not good enough. Or right. God will never forgive me for what I did to my children or what I did to my ex-wife or what I did to whatever. Yes, he will.
Yeah.
But you have to truly be sorry. You have to repent for it.
And only you and God know that.
Yes. Nobody can judge you.
No one can judge you. No one can say, oh, you didn't really repent. Or it's between you and God.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's very
And
important.
I always think, and always remember the guy that was right next to Jesus on the left or right-hand side when Jesus was getting crucified. The guy was right.
Thief.
Yeah. He was right next to him getting crucified as well.
Yep.
Sentenced to death. And he's like, hey, Jesus, I believe. Or whatever he said. And Jesus is like, well, because you do.
You good.
You're with me.
Yep.
I mean, that dude didn't get baptized. That dude didn't go to church every mm-hmm. day. That dude didn't read the Bible. He just had an encounter where Jesus says, you know what? I believe.
Yeah.
And boom.
That's all it takes.
Jesus said, you're with me in heaven.
Yeah. Just got to accept him.
Don't think that you're too sinful to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah. No, nobody's ever too sinful, too broken, nothing. And I tell people, too, that when you go to God and you repent and you ask for his grace and his forgiveness, he will give it to you. And don't expect that tomorrow you're going to wake up and then all your problems are gone. No, it's going to take time. You know, we always say that Christianity is a marathon. It's going to take till the day we die. We'll never get it fully right. But it is a process that we're going to have to continue on. It's a road. It's a long road.
It is.
Definitely a long road. But yeah, no, if you guys haven't, you know, debating on it and wondering like, well, you know, what should I do? Or I got to go to church first. No, you don't. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to do anything yet. Just ask for God's grace.
And let me say this too.
And then go to church.
This goes along. I know, you know, people have the debate about, you know, once saved, always saved, you know, and I love talking about that. We can talk about that all day long. And you know, if you don't believe that once saved, always saved, I totally understand. But again, how do we talk about God's forgiveness and love and not believe once saved, always saved? Now, again, if you choose to not ask for God's forgiveness, if you choose to not confess your sins, if you choose to say, you know what, I don't want this anymore, I'm walking away. I mean, I don't know how you're going to do that, you know, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit. But if somehow that happens, then yeah, if you don't want to be with God, I mean, God, I can see God letting you go. You know what I mean? But I mean, there's nothing you can do. I think when people say it's not once saved, always saved. My point is this. There's nothing. He says nothing can separate us from my love.
Right.
What does that mean? Nothing can separate you from my love.
Nothing.
I mean, nothing. So what are you going to come up with and tell me that something can pull me away from God?
No, I think we can walk away. I think we potentially, like you mentioned, we can walk away. We can make choices. But they say he leaves the 99 because even if you walk away, even if you're trying to pull away.
Yeah.
I believe that Jesus is still right there next to you. Again, just waiting for you to turn your shoulder and be like, I'm back. And that's it.
And that's all it takes.
You know, but you could walk away. I mean, I'm not, yeah, to say that, I guess it is a touchy.
It's a tough one. It's a complicated one. I think what I'm trying to say is don't ever think that no sin is too great for God to forgive you for.
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No, you're 100% correct.
I should have clarified that. No sin is too great for you to walk away. And I think that's what you were saying earlier. That's what I want to say. If you make a choice to say, you know what, this is fake, I don't want it anymore, whatever the case may be, hey, you know, you'll deal with that situation when you get there.
Right.
But I'm trusting, I'm believing that when I'm believing it is true, when I'm reading it's real.
Yes.
And again, no sin that I'll ever do, past, present, or future, is big enough to take me away from God's love.
No, I agree 100%.
Think about the story of the prodigal son. For you guys that don't know it, go read it. You know, the prodigal son walked away. Sin did all kind of crazy things. But what happened? The father accepted him right back into his house. And not only did he accept him right back, he didn't say, oh, come back and you got to work. You know, you got to work your way back into my good graces. No, he threw a party for him right off the bat. So go back and read that story, man. Prodigal son. It's a good one.
Where is that at? Because I would like to read that.
Luke 15:11-32. The prodigal son. It's a great story, man.
Okay, no, that's cool. I'm about to look that up, bro. I got to make a note of that.
Yeah, make a note of that, man. And I think one thing that's great about that in verse 20, it says that when the father saw the son walking back, he didn't sit there with his arms crossed and, you know, hey, look at this fool. No, he ran out there and kissed him. He went to him. So when we talk about how God meets us where we're at, that's what I see right there in that verse.
Yeah, no, it's just as soon as you turn back to him, man, he's I always say he's right at your door knocking, hoping you would enter the door. And the minute you open it up and you say, come on in, it's a wrap. He takes over after that.
He does.
Like, you ain't even got to do nothing else after that.
Have you ever met anybody that used to go to church, walked away from church, or feels like they're unworthy? I mean, have you ever met anybody like that?
You know, I haven't, but what I have found is people that step away from church because they feel their prayers haven't been answered.
Oh.
And they feel like, I've invested so much time in church and I didn't get what I wanted.
Interesting.
And I have talked to one person in particular after I was saved, because I've met people like that before, but I've met somebody after I was saved and I've been going to church and everything else, I think before the podcast.
Yeah.
And I did tell him, like, yeah, because there's a game plan for you. And that's the way I feel. And I told him, hey, you know, you are who you are. You do your own life. I'm not here to change you or drag you back to church. But from what I'm understanding, you know, you can pray for what you want, but God already has a plan. You know, and again, I don't know what those prayers were. So I don't know if they lost a loved one and they were praying for healing and they didn't get it. I see where that can go, you know, a certain way. But yeah, I did meet somebody like that.
Yeah. And the only reason I brought all that up is because I know some people that have walked away from their church and kind of walked away from, you know, God's love. And I just wanted to say, you're always welcome back. I mean, this story says it all. Mm-hmm. And not only, you know, if you just turn around and say, you know what, I made a mistake.
Right.
He'll come to you. He'll meet you where you're at, and he'll bring you back home. I just want people to know that out there, man.
Did they walk away from the church, or did they walk away from Christianity?
I think a couple of people walked away from the church, and then a couple are just kind of like fell off as far as like being motivated about Christianity. I think they still say, "Well, I kind of believe," but you know, like you said, you know, bad things have happened to them, and they kind of question, "Is this really real?" And, you know, they just have doubts. But I know a lot of people have been, like, I've talked to a few people that have said, like, they're almost embarrassed to go back because they were really in the church and then they fell off. They were living a little wild. And now if they went back, people are going to kind of judge them type thing, you know?
Oh, bro.
And I'm just letting you know, that's just not how it works with God.
And I tell you right now, if you were living right, then you wild out for whatever the reason is. You wild out and now you're ready to come back. If people are judging you, that's their problem.
Yeah.
That's on them.
Yes.
It's not on you. God says, come as you are. So I always trip out on that. I mean, I don't care how you walk back in that church. If you walk in there, however, God said, come as you are. You're all my children. So if people judge you, that's a people thing.
Yeah, that is.
It's not a God thing. It's not a Jesus thing. And if your pastor's judging you, then he's got issues too. People in general, we all have issues because that's what we do. We all judge. We all do these things. But I would hope somebody doesn't stay away from God or Jesus because of people.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, man. I've talked to people that have told me that story. I don't know if they're just telling me that just to tell me that, but they have told me just that.
You know, I read a story, and I'm sure somebody made it up. It was on Facebook, and I think I mentioned it to you, and we'll just bring it up real quick. But it was a story about a guy who goes to church with his wife, And while they're in like mid prayer or something, I think the story says, he accidentally forgets to put his phone on vibrate, so his phone starts going off. And he gets all these crazy looks from his wife, and the pastor looks at him like he's crazy, and people around him are looking at him like he's crazy, and all these different things. So he just feels judged and feels pressure, right? Because then people are making comments behind his back. So he leaves church, and then he goes to a bar. Walks in a bar, and he's still kind of just thinking about everything that happened at church. He asks for a drink. He grabs a drink. He spills a drink. And right when he spills a drink, the bartender is like, hey, don't worry about it. Let me get you another one.
Okay.
Waitress comes over. Hey, sir, are you okay? Here, let me clean this up. Don't worry about it. Relax. The owner comes over and says, hey, you know, you everything okay? Let me buy you the next three rounds. We're good. And then it says that the man never went back to church but continued to go back to that bar because that's where he felt comfortable.
Wow.
Right. Now, I know this is not a true story, but...
No, it's a great analogy.
But it's a great analogy. Yeah, it's like, it sucks that sometimes what keeps us away from church is the people.
Right. No, I see it. I see it. And again, that's the enemy using his tricks.
Right.
You slip out into the world will make you real comfortable because, you know, the enemy wants to pull you away from God. He wants to make you ineffective.
Right.
That's his goal. He wants you to be tormented and thrown to hell with him.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that was just a crazy story when I read it. I was like, man. And I think that's why for us as people, we need to be careful on what we're doing and what we're saying at church and how we're treating other people at church. Because like we said, we do things sometimes that we don't realize we offend people.
Yeah.
And then it would suck. I would feel horrible to find out that somebody stopped coming to church because of a comment that I made.
Yeah. Unknowingly, too.
Unknowingly.
Yeah. You
especially could just unknowingly.
Trying to be funny and they overheard it and that might turn them off. But again, don't put your faith in people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do not put your faith. We're just mere dust.
Yeah.
That's all we are. We're just mere dust. Put your faith in God.
Right.
Put your faith in Jesus. That's why you're at church. You're not at church to impress or please, you know, the person sitting next to you or please your pastor.
Yeah.
You're there to glorify God. Mm-hmm. And as long as you have that in your heart, you shouldn't be worried about it. But if you are and it's unbearable, hey, there's a million churches out there. Find a new one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
Again, the people, they're not always going to please you.
Right.
But if your pastor's making you feel that way, you definitely got to find a new church. That's just my opinion.
Right. No, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And again, or, you know, most pastors, I believe, are willing to open the door and say, hey, come down, let's sit down, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times that's all it is. It's just a misunderstanding.
Right.
Somebody's making you feel uncomfortable, whether it be somebody in church or the pastor or whoever. Sometimes if you just have a conversation, everything's solved.
Yeah.
And a lot of times in that conversation, I can almost guarantee you somebody's going to apologize. Let's forgive them. That's what we're talking about. That's how this whole podcast started, was about forgiveness.
Yes.
Let's forgive each other and let's move on as people, as brothers and sisters in Christ, and try to live a better life together.
Absolutely, man. If you're sitting in church, you know, next Sunday or whenever you go to church and you see that guy walk in all tatted up, look like he just came off the streets from selling drugs or whatever, put your arm around him. Yeah. Say, man, I love you, man.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Yep.
You know, because he's looking for healing. He wants to come back home. Don't let the cover fool you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're all God's children. You know? That's true. If we accepted Christ, we're God's children.
Yeah.
We can be the prodigal sons. Welcome them back.
That's 100% true, bro. So that's cool, man. I'm glad we had able to have this conversation about forgiveness. Obviously, I learned something that I need to learn something. You know, I need to practice a few things differently. I need to learn how to forgive completely instead of forgiving and forgetting. So I appreciate that for you pointing that out on me and making me see it a little different. I definitely got some work to do on that end.
Bro. That's awesome, man. We all do.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening. Again, guys, we just want to say, I know it's easier said than done, but if you can reach out to somebody, if you've been holding a grudge to somebody, it's probably been years, send them a text, send them a phone call, write a letter, an email, just say, hey, it's all good. They might not even know what you're talking about. That's what's crazy, right? If you just like all of a sudden send somebody a text, hey, man, it's cool for you. They're like, what are you talking about? What are you forgiving me for? I didn't do nothing. But it'll take that burden off your shoulders. And on the other end, if you're going to forgive, let's also learn how to ask for forgiveness. I think that's also very important. But again, thank you guys for listening. We love you guys. You guys can catch us on Facebook on the Rough and Real podcast. You can catch us on Instagram on the Rough and Real. Curtis, thank you for coming in and hanging out. And, you know, we love doing this thing. We love what we do. You want to pray us out, brother? We good or what's up?
You know what, man? I think you got it tonight, man. Go ahead and jump in that Matthew 6, man.
See how you be doing, bro?
Jump in that Matthew 6, man.
It's all good, brother. All right, man. Appreciate that. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your week. We love you guys, and we are out.